Tyrion Lannister glanced up doubtfully. "And beyond that?" Brynden smiled. "Beyond that, the path is too steep even for mules. We ascend on foot the rest of the way, or perchance you'd prefer to ride a basket. The Eyrie kings the mountain directly above Sky, and in its cellars are six great winches with long iron chains to draw supplies up from below. If you prefer, my Lord of Lannister, I can arrange for you to ride up with the bread and beer and apples." The dwarf gave a bark of laughter. "Oh, would that I were a pumpkin," he said. "Alas, my lord father would no doubt be most chagrined if his son of Lannister went to his fate like a load of turnips. If you ascend on foot, I fear I must do the same. We Lannisters do have a certain pride."
"Pride?" Catelyn snapped. His mocking tone and easy manner made her angry.
"Arrogance, some might call it. Arrogance and avarice and lust for power."
"My brother is undoubtedly arrogant," Tyrion Lannister replied. "My father is the soul of avarice, and my sweet sister Cersei lusts for power with every waking breath. I, however, am innocent as a little lamb. Shall I bleat for you?" he grinned.
The drawbridge came creaking down before she could reply, and they heard the sound of oiled chains as the portcullis was drawn up. Men-at-arms carried burning brands out to light their way, and her uncle led them across the moat. Lord Nestor Royce, High Steward of the Vale and Keeper of the Gates of the Moon, was waiting in the yard to greet them, surrounded by his knights.
"Lady Stark," he said, bowing.
He was a massive, barrel-chested man, and his bow was clumsy.